up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Miss the Bus Podcast Weekly Show. Or of the... whatever that is.
It's funny because right before this, I was like, we should just spit into the mics more often.
We
and
take
Tyler
you,
wasn't even in here.
We
for
take
that.
You very seriously around
Thank
here.
God.
That wasn't spit.
Somebody's got to.
I put it
know?
Up to my rear.
Oh.
Okay. I'm sorry, everyone. Tyler just farted into the mic.
You and your fucking... I look over, I see a magic carp flapping on Angelo's phone.
Put it away. Put it away. I'm one of your hosts, Matt Austin, joined by Tyler McCaffrey, Bailey Passero, and special guest on the show, Angelo,
your boy.
The Maniac.
She's the Maniac.
Back by popular demand. And by popular demand, there was one YouTube comment that was
that
like,
said they liked
bring
into the
Maniac
the mind
back.
Of a psycho.
Oh, yeah, it was the psycho. Ah, I fucked up your nickname.
Damn.
None of us have legitimate real nicknames anyway.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah? All right.
You didn't even give me a chance to live.
There was like a very sad high five going on here. Before we get into the weekly show, if you like what we do, you can subscribe to us on iTunes. And let me tell you, you should. Leave us a review. We'd really appreciate it. And we might just read it out for the world to hear.
We definitely will read it out.
We definitely will
hear,
because
so
we're struggling over here. We're also on the Google Play Store, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube, and we are over you, Spotify. We've kicked it. The habit's over. The
cigarette
longing.
Fiends.
We need to make a segment about like shit talking Spotify at this point.
We do. We should have just an episode where we just dive into
all the bad things.
Every
about
bad thing about Spotify.
I think we
can convince
so
everyone to use Tidal.
That it's hard to Spotify.
You're not wrong.
That was good. That was real good. Our social media is also, we're on Twitter at Miss the Bus Pod. Facebook, you can search Miss the Bus, and Instagram, Miss the Bus Pod, to find out what we do each and every day. Although we don't usually post every day, but we're getting better.
Yeah, sort of.
the social medias
are
a work
are funny,
in progress.
We'll post. Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes.
And they normally end up being really funny.
Yeah.
I've heard. So we're going to get into it now, guys. As I said, this is the weekly show on Miss the Bus. We're not your premium source of video game, television, and movie news, but we're going to try to be anyway. We're going to start the show off with our lead stories. These are the biggest things that happened this week in video games, television, and movie news. But first, we're going to start with something extremely silly, stupid, some might say. And I'm just realizing, did we decide for sure what something stupid
it's
is?
It's El Titanico.
And the
I'm
guest
kidding.
Has to
I
read it. Guest, pull it up.
It's right there.
El Titanico.
I'm always kidding. It's about the Titanic.
Titanic 2.
Oh!
Yeah. Now he knows.
Okay, so.
You're not pulling up an article. Okay, you just read. I'll pull it up.
Improvise, man.
Jesus
Christ. This show's very unorganized.
So, some person decided that they wanted to make a replica of the Titanic.
Yeah.
To be on the ocean.
It's actually some, like, Australian millionaire or something.
Oh, there you go.
It's been in the works for a couple years, apparently.
Shout out the Australian
millionaire. To the Aussies.
All right, and what did this millionaire
and
set out to accomplish?
It's expected to set sail in 2022, which is in like 4 years.
Damn,
it's good math on that.
Right, you like that?
I did. I did a
quickie.
I
liked
a lot.
Yep, the quickie.
I like quickies too.
All right, so this new Titanic is going to be sailing in 4 years. How
correct?
How do I sign up to get on that boat?
You don't. It
go to
it'll
Aussie.
Crash again. You know.
Go to what?
Aussie.
Australia? That's
okay,
where it's
so
leaving
real quick,
from?
I'll just read this real quick.
Yeah, because this is
up.
Not educating anybody.
It says Australian
anybody.
Businessman and politician Clive Palmer, who is behind the controversial initiative, announced in September that work on the ship has been recommended?
We should probably not set our guests up to fail anyway.
I know. I completely forgot to like move.
Here's your story. There's no link for you to click on.
Recollected?
Allegedly, the new ship will be an identical copy of the infamous liner, which sank in 1912. So I'm glad they added that directly after, like saying it's going to be the replica.
You think all
the
like boarding tickets and everything, all promotional, it's going to be like based off the famous boat that sank 50
well,
years ago.
Well, then it hits right under it. It says, to avoid the repeat disaster, Titanic 2 will apparently be outfitted with plenty of lifeboats.
Oh,
which
interesting.
I don't understand.
Interesting idea.
It's interesting, but at the same time, like, getting on a ship that just has, like, an insane amount of lifeboats wouldn't make me feel better.
Where they're reminding you the whole time, they're like, hey, look, we got the lifeboats ready.
Yeah, so it's like, don't worry if we sink and everyone freezes to death. Like, less people were freezed to death, pretty much. That's all they got.
They had lifeboats in the other boat.
But it was only for the elite.
That was the thing. It was only for the women and children. And then that one jackass that, like, shoved everyone aside to get on it.
Yeah, you know, the historically accurate Titanic movie?
Don't remember the Titanic. All I remember is Pay Me, Jack.
Like your paint
like the French lady.
That would be the part you remember of this historical moment.
But yeah, I don't think there's not like too much information about it other than like the fact that everybody's talking about how this boat is being like, how does that make sense to want to replicate something that was such a huge disaster and killed so many people?
I guess because it was a beautiful ship.
Yeah, because we're in a time period where like what if you're marketing a boat, how do you get more publicity than
I just think it's eerie
Titanic?
As hell.
That's the thing. I feel like I couldn't go on that. Maybe I could, actually. Maybe it's more for, like,
why people come to New Orleans.
Yeah. You mean, like, people just want to get on it and be like, dude, fuck yeah, I'm on Titanic 2.
Like,
I'm sure bougie people would go on it to, like, look at history.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I wouldn't really.
Historical, they just got to make sure it's accurate.
Now, if Leonardo DiCaprio was a part of it.
Oh, yeah, he will be.
He'll be at the Grand Opening.
He'll be there, yeah. He'll be cutting the ribbon.
Don't they do that thing where they, like, smash a champagne bottle on the ship as it, like, takes off?
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. They, like, set it on fire.
Molotov?
Just, like,
our boat is launching.
No, I'm pretty sure it's, like, on a rope or something, and they just swing it, like you swing a kid.
Maybe.
And they
you swing a kid. Good analogy.
I want Leo to be in the water before he cuts the ribbon.
You want him to be in the water as he cuts the ribbon?
It's like he's already sinking down.
Right.
You want him to be like reenact the whole thing?
Correct.
Okay.
Just like the end of the movie.
Oh, where
he's not living at the time.
Where they couldn't figure out that both of them could just somehow get on this piece
he
of.
Died.
Didn't Mythbusters bust that?
What, and they said that two people couldn't get on?
I actually don't know what they
I don't know what the
with.
Outcome
I
of
know
the...
it was an episode, though. I'm just not sure what the outcome of it was.
I don't remember
was.
It.
Who
Either
knows?
Way.
Somebody vet that. We're going to move on because that's too many years away from now. But I will be buying tickets for everybody and for one lucky listener who...
Wow.
One lucky lady.
One lucky lady listener. Go. Somebody. Somebody entered to win.
I don't think you should make promises.
Or we can make a lot of promises, and whether or not we keep them, you'll have to listen and find out.
Yeah. Angelo has like a gravy stain on his shirt or something like that.
Oh, that was my Klondike bar.
So what would you do
I was eating on the way here.
So
clearly he'd do many
things.
He eats
a Klondike bar on the way here and then walks in with a box of Captain Crunch and a frozen pizza.
That came right off. I'm surprised.
It's chocolate.
But it was right on the
also
white part.
The material.
I thought.
That like plasticky material.
I thought that man's face was just fucked.
No, because it's not like cloth.
You know? Oh. What is it?
He might have not washed this shirt since he got it.
Every time I use it, I wash it. What are you talking about?
Anyway, we're going to get into the news. We're going to start off with video game news. This week, we are leading up to Red Dead Redemption 2. It comes out Friday, tomorrow, as of the time that you're probably listening to this. Tomorrow, I said. Friday, October 26th.
Yeah.
Damn, I pulled that right out of my head, and it was... Damn.
I was going to say ass for a second.
No, I'm a very respectable man. I'm going to read a little bit from IGN, and then we're going to go into a whole Q&A. You know, some people are wondering different things about Red Dead Redemption 2, I hear. Some people are confused. Some people are like, huh, what is that game? Or things like that. We'll see.
I'm wondering, what is that game? Is it red? Is it dead?
These are the kind of questions that we worry people have, and you know what? We set out to answer them. It might be. Only time will tell. I'm going to read a little bit from IGN first. Red Dead Redemption 2 is only a few days away, but it has just experienced one of its first major leaks, and it has fans very excited. The leak, which first appeared on a Reset Era thread, is a 24-second video showing protagonist Arthur Morgan getting off his horse seemingly during an interrogation, only to quickly shoot down the interrogators. Though some get away, the last one Arthur shoots gets a special focus in a kill cam, slow motion look at his death. Fans all over the internet are reacting to the footage, some noting how great it looks, others discussing its UI and the impressive gunshot audio, and some warning others of the likelihood of more spoiler-heavy leaks potentially coming. To skip over some of this, though, basically, there was gameplay footage that leaked, as well as basically the entire map for the game.
How big is it, Dariah?
Huge. Huge. It is huge. It's very exciting. I didn't play the original Red Dead, but it does incorporate a lot of the... Or Red Dead Redemption, I mean. And it incorporates a lot of that map, except for Mexico, which I think people say is, like, one of the worst parts of that game. Mm-hmm. So they just kind of were just like, hey, cut. Gone. And then a bunch of new shit. So it looks really cool. Really interesting.
I love Mexico.
You do? So how do you feel about...
Yeah, me too.
How do you feel about Mexico being cut out of this game, then?
I feel like I'm living in 2018.
Damn.
Is that a political statement?
Okay, I was like,
yep.
On Mexico being cut out of many things?
On Trump building the wall.
Mm. That wall hasn't been built.
Yeah, I don't know if you've been down to the border recently.
And also, I don't think it's actually going to be built.
It's been quite a few years.
You're not from Mexico. I just want to confirm that Angela is not from Mexico.
You're leading people astray.
I'm a tropical boy.
Because you're a tropical boy, I'm going to ask Angela to read off some common internet questions about Red Dead Redemption 2.
Common.
These are common questions that people are having with this game.
I'm glad you gave me common questions and not uncommon or rare ones, or even legendaries.
Good point. Keep coming back to the show. We'll move you up. Angela's going to ask some questions. We scoured the internet for answers to them, and... And yeah, let's see. What do you want to know about this game, common Red Dead, sir?
Well, as a starter, in case people got lost in that whole conversation, this is Red Dead Redemption 2 questions and answers.
I think maybe at least one person will benefit from that. So thank you.
We got the Q&A ready and rolling. So go ahead and ask those questions.
All right. So, Matt, did you play the original Red Dead?
That's not even the question.
That's not the question, sir.
Oh, but did you?
No, I did not.
Why not?
Because you don't need to.
I didn't need to get into the real question. Are you asking me, do I need to play the original?
No, that's the second question.
Why did you give him full reign of this?
I didn't think I was giving him full reign. I thought he knew what to stick to. To answer your question, okay. Matt Austin did not play the original Red Dead.
And if I were to get this game, do I need to buy the first one to understand the second one?
No. Despite what some will tell you, I personally believe the two stories won't be connected, aside from a few familiar characters as GTA games have done in the past.
Okay. Well, it's a prequel, so I'm sure it will connect to the original, like,
I'm sure it will.
Okay. How long is this game, do you think? Or do you know how long is this game?
Is there more to your question?
No, that's the first question.
You have fucked me. You've ruined it.
That's question 2A.
The game is 60 hours.
60 hours?
For the plot.
Compared to Assassin's Creed or some other big game?
The new Assassin's Creed is also 60 hours.
Damn. I might get into that. If I buy Friday, can I beat it over the weekend so I can get back to my other $60 game I bought?
You are breaking these sentences up in a really strange way.
Black Ops 4?
No.
Why not? It's 60 hours.
No. Why don't you ask questions in one sentence, you stupid fucking...
Okay, why is everyone so hyped for this game, and what's... Red Dead Redemption.
Son, go back in the lava in which you were spewing from, because Red Dead Redemption is widely considered one of the best games of the seventh generation of video games. It won numerous Game of the Year awards and currently sits seventh on IGN's top games of that generation. It's also in numerous top 100 games of all time lists within the top 10 normally. So that's why everybody's so hyped, stupid.
Damn. I didn't know I was going to be called stupid.
His interview processes get a little intense.
How big is the game in terms of file size? I have around 40 gigabytes free on my PS4 Pro. Easily enough to fit this and few indies?
The game is 99 gigs. It literally comes on two discs if you buy the physical copy. You'll have to delete a chunk of your library if you want to explore the world of Red Dead 2 this Friday.
Can I just buy a whole PS4 and not delete it?
You could. You could have a separate PS4 for Red Dead. That would work too. That's what Sony would prefer.
Okay. Thank you.
Microsoft would not prefer it. They'd prefer you go the other way.
What, by a Microsoft computer?
Yeah. That's their big hot item right now. The computer. Yeah. Thank you, Angelo, for playing along and making it your own, truly.
Thanks.
Red Dead 2 comes out tomorrow, as of the time this episode comes out. Everybody's super hyped for it. Should be a lot of fun. We'll probably do some kind of, I don't know, review would be so far in the future because this game just seems massive. But hopefully a discussion. Hopefully enough people here will play it and we can do some kind of cool discussion episode that'll come up at some point. In the near future. Anyway, to move on, we're going to get to television now. Tyler has the hot TV story of this week.
Is it really that hot?
It's hot.
Iron Fist.
It's lukewarm.
Well, we talked about, oh my God. Well, we talked about Iron Fist last week. Well, we glossed over it, but now Luke Cage has been canceled as well.
Fuck.
Why?
Fuck.
Why? I don't know.
Because
I thought people watched
Netflix
Luke Cage.
Is realizing that the Marvel TV show whole situation system that they're doing is not working properly.
True.
It's not doing what it's supposed to be doing, which is making people into Marvel TV shows. It's actually like doing the opposite of that. I feel like a lot of people a lot of people have fallen off of it because there's so much content. So
it's
they should have stopped
with
just like two main characters, which is like Daredevil and maybe Jessica Jones, which are the only two there now. And so maybe this is what they're doing, actually. Maybe I'm foreshadowing what's going to happen. But
well, I think the Punisher was already renewed for
also
another.
The it Punisher. Is. I forgot.
So there's going to be three, so your plan's already been wrenched.
Shit. All right, I tried.
So what does that mean? Do you think Luke Cage or Jessica Jones ever shows up in another season of any of these people? Do you think they just canned?
I think they're...
Yeah, I think it's done.
I think they're done.
You don't
think
they can make cameos?
They could, but if you canceled like the big team-up show already, too,
I also just don't think like those
Defenders?
Actors are probably not...
Yeah,
like,
they said they're not making another Defenders.
That was the first thing that was announced, actually.
Yeah, and then Daredevil Season 3 is very much like, nobody's in this. This is a separate story.
Right.
So...
I also just feel like the actors aren't going to be like too inclined to be like, yeah, you know what? I'll come back for this one tiny cameo. I feel like they're just going to be like, no. It's
because
done.
Like at this point, what does it mean? If the whole thing was that there wasn't enough there for them to keep making their own character show, then why would they think that people would care enough to even have them cameo in Jessica Jones? And I'm not saying nobody would by any means. I'm sure people would. It is surprising that like, I don't know. I almost think it's surprising that both of those shows got canceled. I feel like
they both had an
audience.
I mean, I think Luke Cage had a very big audience.
I was shocked
when
I heard about Luke Cage.
Yeah, but clearly, I don't know. Something's not working.
I'm on the 7th episode of Daredevil, and there hasn't been any connect to the Defenders at all. Like, there hasn't been any.
Except for the way it starts.
And so, except for the way of like where the character of Matt Murdock is at when it starts off. There is no connect, references of nothing to the Defenders. Because
I was real confused.
What is Defenders?
Were you?
Well, I was just like, what happened to him? Because I just know that not really spoilers because it's the beginning of the show, but he's just like
fucked up. He went down with a building.
Yeah, a building apparently collapsed on him.
Gone.
But I was like, oh, I didn't see that. I'm confused.
Yeah.
But not in the confused of the sense like I'm thrown off like beyond belief. I was just like, you know, clearly I missed part of the story and I knew that because I didn't finish Defenders. But yeah. What did you ask, Angela?
He asked what the Defenders were.
Oh, that's the team up. That's
it's
where
Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and Daredevil all team up.
It's
to
basically
stop,
the Hand.
Sigourney Weaver.
The Hand. It's basically the Avengers of like Hell's Kitchen and
the
Harlem.
Big Hand.
I love Hell's Kitchen.
From Spider-Man?
No, you're talking about the TV show, aren't you?
Show, Hell's Kitchen.
Yep, I figured.
That too.
Yeah, I think it's weird that like I'm kind of just interested to see what they're going to cancel next. It's almost like a fun game. Not really, though, because like it's ruining the
game. To be honest, I think it'll all just kind of fall out now because I don't know how long Daredevil would keep going. Like, as popular as Daredevil is,
I feel like they could maybe do one more season and it'd be successful.
I know that has nothing to do with Marvel.
Go ahead.
But when are they going to remake The Mask?
Seems like a good time to bring this up.
I don't know. That's a good question, though.
They could.
What goes through your mind exactly?
I don't know. Everything and anything.
Can you at least tell us how you got to this?
Is this the Psycho's Corner or whatever you're calling it?
The Psycho's Corner.
Psycho's Corner. Well, what's the segment called?
Knock, knock. Who's there? Psycho's Corner.
We're putting that in here. I'm going to surprise you at what time. You just have to come up with something.
Inside the mind
of a psycho. Of just a wait psycho. For the drop that we're going to come up. You know.
Stay
on your toes, big boy.
Damn. Can we do my tropical?
I'm glad you brought that back. Because you couldn't do it last time you were on.
He kept saying it too, and you were like, what?
I was trying to get something going.
How do these Netflix shows get canceled, but things like Gotham don't? Or like the CW
actually,
shows?
Actually, Gotham's in its last
Gotham's
season.
Gotham's on its last
well,
episode,
yeah, it
right?
is. Sure, but it's the fifth
That'll
season.
That'll be coming later.
It's still the fifth season.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess when you think about it, that how many seasons of these Marvel shows have there been if you add them all together? Well, and you know, if you look at them as one created fucking whole...
Probably 15.
I don't think there's been 15. I think like, maybe like
just
8.
Just like the Marvel movies.
There's 4 characters, then the other team up, and then most of them had 2 seasons, and then there's 3. So you're looking at something like 10.
That's a lot. I think
it is.
I guess with shows like Gotham or the CW DC shows, I guess they have a bigger audience because it's like
yeah, they have
I
a
mean,
way bigger
CW,
audience.
People, like Supergirl and the Flash
are very popular.
And Arrow all are like have huge
it, and they do it and they get their team up every year, right?
And I now mean, they're doing
they have
the
crossover
show.
Episodes. Yeah.
Like, right.
But I guess it's people like my dad that watch network television watch it too. Mm-hmm. Like tune into it every week. So it's people like that.
Yeah.
Either way, they're both canned. We're never going to see them again. Say goodbye to Iron Fist and Luke because they're not coming back.
I'll miss one more than
Luke
the other.
I thought Luke was supposed to be invincible.
Not to the director being
rating.
Like, nope.
Damn.
He did have a baby girl though. So
yeah,
congrats.
Michael Coulter. I don't know how I just remembered
I'm glad you knew
because
I was going to say congratulations, Luke Cage, on your baby.
I honestly have no idea how I just remembered
that
man's
Luke
name.
Cage Jr.?
This is why you have this job.
Hey. I have one good thing.
Or is it Lukey Cagey?
All right.
I think
on.
It might be Lukey Cagey. I think.
The daughter's name?
Yeah.
I no. think it is.
You're telling me this man named his son?
I think it's
Lukey
a girl.
Lukey Cagey. His daughter, Lukey. Because I'm thinking Lukey
sir,
Cagey.
Sir, what would you like to name your daughter? Lukey Cagey.
He's like, sir, isn't that your name? Just with eyes at the end. Anyway, if you're bummed about Marvel canceling Luke Cage and Iron Fist, write into Marvel and tell them we hate you.
And support the baby, Luke Cage.
I bet we see Luke Cage at some point again. Not the show, but the character somewhere doing something.
Well, you mean like
I
a
mean,
new actor?
They would have just done what they should have done.
In the
which,
new Marvel movie?
Well, no. What they should have done is just had him be a part of Jessica Jones because they get married
because
in the comics.
Because that's where he succeeded.
So have that happen. I don't understand why that didn't like make sense to them for some reason.
Yeah,
because
he was good in Jessica Jones.
Yeah, I loved the first season of Jessica Jones, and I thought he was great in it. So, like, I don't know. I feel like they should have just done that. But whatever. I don't
control he was like, anything. He was like a big part of it, too. It's
yeah,
not
I
like
feel
huge.
Like they roll with like the hype and stuff, similarly to how the Punisher was like the best part of Daredevil season 2. And then they're like, here's your show, dude. So
right. But also John just, Bernthal. I mean, come on. He's great.
Yeah.
Give him his own show.
We're moving on now to movie news. What happened? What did anything? I hope nothing got delayed this week.
You know,
I can't take another delay.
You'd
I might
be
just
surprised.
Just crawl under this table and die. So please tell me that nothing got delayed.
I honestly don't know how I'm supposed to answer this now. Okay.
What's the news?
So Wonder
tell
Woman got delayed.
Oh.
Wonder Woman 1984 got delayed till 2020.
Jesus.
Because
that's like, what am I supposed to do till then?
But die or
like
go under the table,
years.
Whatever you said you were going to do.
I'm just going to stay under the table.
Six yeah, months so, away.
Did you well, just say that's 50 years?
Oh, good. Math.
Because you know, 1984.
Oh, you know what?
To 2010.
I support it.
A lot of high fives going on this week. I dig it.
So this was announced by Gal Gadot. Gadot? Whatever.
Say Galga.
Galga.
Gal announced this via Twitter, saying, super excited to announce that, thanks to the changing landscape, we are able to put Wonder Woman back in its rightful home, June 5th of 2020. Be there or be square. And I was like, dang, be there or be square. That's something I would tweet. So I support
So you support the delay.
Yeah.
rightful home, is that like when the first one
so,
came out?
So, yeah, it was. It came out in June, and it was a whole like summer blockbuster type thing. So I guess that's... In order to not like piss everyone off and like
I was gonna say
make everyone upset, they're like, oh, this is where it was originally supposed
Props
to be.
Props to whoever came up with the wording of this.
It was a very interesting way to word it.
Well, that's why I was so confused when I saw the tweet originally. I was like, back in its rightful home, like, what is it not gonna be a DC property anymore? Like, I don't know. I was very confused by it.
Are you one of those people that can't wait for Harley Quinn and Wonder Woman to team up?
Is that supposed to be a
Somebody, some famous actress or somebody tweeted something recently, and it might not have even been those two characters, but it was something about, like, yeah, I'd love to see these two team up, and it was cross DC Marvel.
No, I think you're thinking of, it was Zazie Beetz who played Domino in Deadpool.
Yeah.
Talked about her and Harley Quinn team.
That's what it was.
And that's like two different.
It doesn't make any sense. No, yeah. It
doesn't.
Did she? Never mind. I don't know what she's thinking. Anyway, though. So, yeah, it's been delayed, which is just adding on to all the other movies that have been delayed, which I know Wonder Woman seems like it's got its shit together at least. So it's not like. I don't know. I'm trying not to think that they're delaying this because they're having issues with anything or like anything with production, I guess. But it's also hard not to think that just because it's a DC movie.
So. Yeah, it seems like it. Unless they really just wanted that summer window. I don't know.
I mean, it makes sense, yeah. But also,
I don't know.
When doesn't this come out right around?
It was supposed to come out November.
Steel 3.
Avengers 4.
Dawn of Justice 2. Does any of the other ones?
No, doesn't this come out? Like,
cause no, this is 2020.
Oh, 2020. Okay.
It was supposed to come out November 2019, so they push it back 6 months. That's right. What they did.
That's a lot of time. Like, I get, like, wanting it to be in the summer, I guess, but at the same time, that's just 6 months, man.
Can the DCEU survive an extra 6 months?
That's the thing.
Or
so,
will
like,
this movie come out to a
this
crumbled,
is the next
disheveled...
movie, right?
That's
after Aquaman.
That's like two-thirds.
And
when
Shazam.
That's two-thirds of a pregnancy.
That's true.
You're not wrong.
You could have two-thirds of a
baby.
Pregnancy. If you know what? If you
name
were planning
baby, Luke
if you were
Kenji.
Planning your birth around Wonder Woman 1984 so that they could just pop out and see it, might not happen that way anymore.
Right.
So
it's going to be okay, though.
If that was an issue originally...
It's gonna be.
I apologize on behalf of DCEU.
For some
which
reason,
is not the name of them, actually.
I think this movie's gonna be fine just because I feel like Patty Jenkins understands what to do. But I feel like it's probably getting delayed because of the rest of the universe doesn't know what they're doing.
Probably.
That's what I think. The real question, which is why the hell are all these movies always delayed? I don't even believe any like release dates at this point because everything gets
release
delayed.
Dates are a sham now. Just
people
don't
jump
even...
the gun.
Why though? I just it's a very simple concept. Like you make up when the movie's gonna be done. And then you put the date out there. And
it's,
then
you know, it seems easy to us sitting at our table in our apartment. But
it's easy for me to say this because I have no responsibility with it. But I don't know. I feel like I just want to see movies that are good. And I want them to come out on time.
It seems like so little to ask for. That's all we want, DC.
I'm complaining about the worst things.
You
right
are.
Now.
Because in 2020, this movie's come out and you're going to be freaking out. Like, it was so good.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I'm very, except for, never mind. Let's not get into this.
Kristen Wiig, Cheetah, fuck it. That's what she's saying.
Ah. Read your mind.
We'll
read
see.
Your eye holes.
We'll see.
See what?
What happens with it, because I'm, I don't know. Maybe I'll like it. I think I'm going to like it. I'm going on record
I'm
right now saying
I'm fairly
like
certain
it.
That hey, you're going to like it. All right, so that was our lead stories of the week, and we are going to get into our rapid fire news now. This is going to be the rest of the stuff from the week that we're not going to make a huge deal out of, but we're going to read off really fast and give you migraines and be like, how the hell am I supposed to understand this? What's going on?
I always get the movies, and that's always the most news, and I always fail.
I feel like you have a decent a little bit this time, a little tiny bit. Angelo, do you have a timer on your phone?
Yeah.
You're going to time it, buddy.
Great.
I know it's a really hard task for you to accomplish, but...
Get it pulled up while you're pulling it up, our segment. There's got to be more going on out there, right? Who has time for it all? We've got you covered in 25 seconds or less. We're going to start off with the movies as Bailey
there should be
dreaded.
A punishment.
There should be a punishment. What is
punishment.
It?
Punishment. So, like, what? So if you fail and you don't get it done, you have to, like, sit outside for 20 minutes?
I mean, we have to finish the podcast, though. It's got to be like take a shot of hot sauce or something.
No,
like
our listeners need to be involved in the pot in like the punishment. I want
the shot of take the shot of hot sauce on the episode.
They choose the punishment.
Oh yeah, email us in and tell us what we are.
And we have to post it on Instagram.
There, hey,
I guess that's
not a bad idea at all. You know what? We're rolling with it.
Awesome. I'm glad that we're going to choose the punishment of the thing that I always fail at.
You better be on your game.
All right.
You
I'm going to
practice.
I'm going to focus. Okay.
You feel good?
No.
All right. We're starting off with rapid fire movies. Is the timer man ready?
Ready.
Is the lady that reads the news ready?
Wait, how much time do I get?
25 seconds.
Jeez, I just pissed off.
Is the audience ready to have no idea what any of this news is because Bailey's just...
Okay, yes. I'm going
to... You ready?
I'm gonna do my best.
The audience.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Guillermo del Toro to direct much darker version of Pinocchio for Netflix. There's a new suit in Spider-Man Far From Home. I said IDK if we talked about this last week because I couldn't remember. Spoilers. Mark Hamill confirms that what killed Luke in The Last Jedi, it was the Force. LeBron James to produce Friday the 13th reboot. New Halloween Kills at the box office. Get it? Gills.
Kills.
Because it was a...
I heard gills.
I guess you did it. What a shame.
All right.
What a shame.
What a shame.
Either way, though, because if there was one more news story...
But, if there was only one.
I love the idea of a Pinocchio.
I was going to say, what do you guys want to get into here?
It's actually pronounced Pinocchio.
Is it?
Right.
What are you citing exactly? Where did you learn this?
Himself.
In my old days.
Okay. His old days.
Yeah,
all right,
but
so
I saw this and I was kind of like...
Pinocchio.
At the same time, though, I don't think I've ever been a huge fan of Pinocchio, so...
Pinocchio.
I'm super into
it. I like that.
I like the idea of a darker...
I think it's
going to
be creepy as hell.
It probably will.
So, they also said it's going to be like, it's going to have music in it too.
It's going to be a musical?
What do you mean? Like, oh, really?
With the article said
music
that I read.
Music based? Ooh.
How would a dark Pinocchio be?
It's going to be stop motion too.
Like his limbs are just like decrepitating all the time. That would be a dark
Isn't
Pinocchio.
Like the original Pinocchio story like kind of creepy anyways?
Yeah, I mean this old man crafts a doll because he
turns
doesn't
into
have
a boy
son
and his fucking
and
nose grows
real.
Every time he says something that he wasn't supposed to say.
But I thought it was creepier than that. Like actually creepy.
And his nose like keeps growing and he starts getting like disorders of the nose.
Disorders of
yeah,
the
like
nose.
Little branches start coming off of it because he's wooden. Because
yeah,
a
and
tree.
Then the whole plot is like this boy is turning into this tree.
Then
and
you
like
got Jiminy in it.
Yeah,
a cricket
he becomes
that
Groot.
And he's like, Giuseppe.
Giuseppe,
pull my branches out quickly before I just turn into ash.
I don't. When does he turn into? I guess if this boy ever was set on fire, though, you know
that's the other thing. Then he lights him on fire, summons the devil.
But
Disney
also
really
roasts some s'mores, has a nice little picnic in the back.
As Pinocchio burns.
So Pinocchio is really like a demon?
You came up with the name, now you're calling him Pignocchio?
I said Pinocchio.
You said Pigno.
It's actually a demon possessed.
By?
I mean, he possessed the dog, is what I mean.
Yeah, he did. He possessed the dog.
The doll. The doll. D-O-L.
Yeah, the movie could be really dark. Hopefully, we don't see any of that.
I also think that hearing LeBron James is producing
you mean
the
LeBron
new
James,
yeah,
yep.
Producing the new Friday the 13th reboot. Why
is
why?
I don't know. I don't know much about that story.
Who knew he was super into slasher flicks? We're learning more and more about LeBron these
days. Is it one of those things where he saw the new Halloween did good and he's like, you know what? I'll bring back the other big one.
It isn't surprising that it came out right after it did really well.
That's
but
what
at
I
the
think.
Same time.
I know where your mind's at, LeBron. And I'm sorry about the Lakers season so far.
But it looks like y'all are having a good time.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe
than,
don't
like,
spit
fight.
On
Yeah.
People.
Well, no, they didn't spit on anyone. Oh, yeah. Rondo did.
Yeah,
mind.
Rondo did.
Never mind. Take it back. Yeah. Don't spit.
Anything else on here? We're moving on. Moving on to TV.
Yeah, we can move on.
All right. You got the timer at the ready? Stopwatch?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right. Yes, Rapid fire TV. Are you ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go.
Funimation is ending its partnership with Crunchyroll next month. Orange is the New Black is ending with season 7. Ooh. And Gotham revealed Bane.
Dang.
And
so fast.
Have
so
y'all
fast.
Seen?
He's the on running champion of this. What's
so
the new
fast.
Record? Is it like 8 seconds?
8.22.
Jesus. That's impressive.
I'm being shamed right now.
Write it down. Write that
I'm proud
down.
Of it.
I'm not writing anything down.
8 seconds is the
no,
time to
No
beat.
One's writing anything down. Okay. Did y'all see Bane for Gotham?
Oh,
the pictures
I
of
saw
him?
Bane. I don't know if they were
I
in some,
veins all the time.
Some weird way trying to homage the
oh,
awesome Dark Knight Rises Bane, but if you were, you failed miserably. Because
they've done that with every character in the show, though. It's always
this,
some like campy offshoot of what
this
it normally
is
looks like.
But this looks worse than
level.
It's ever looked. This is
look
like
it, just look it up
yeah.
real quick.
No, I looked at it.
Oh, listen,
he looks like
if
a garbage
you have
truck.
Not looked it up yet? Look up what this Bane for Gotham.
Yeah, the,
looks like it is a sight for sore eyes.
The big season
eyes.
5
Actually, I think
reveal
that's
for the
thing.
Final episode of Gotham starts off with a bang, apparently, because this picture of Bane just looks like trash.
Yeah. You know, like, whenever babies have to use those breathing machines when they're sick?
That's what it looks like he's wearing.
That's what it looks like he's wearing. An oxygen mask. Which I know, like, the concept of it, but don't make it look like just, like, you stole it from the hospital and then put tubes on it. Like, it just looks bad.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of this.
I don't know. I guess I haven't been keeping up with Gotham since the first season, so I don't really know what type of vibe they needed to go for here.
Right.
If, like, the classic Bane concept was just too comic booky for where the show's at, maybe. And then maybe the budget wasn't there to make him look cooler if he's going, like, the more Rises route. Like, I don't know.
It's not even like he'll be that big of a part of it anyway.
I'll tell you
that's
what.
How all the villains are in the show.
Yeah, it's just like an episode, weekly
episode or two, yeah.
Kind of like the king of some type of trash
heap?
Shoot.
Yeah.
Heat?
So I could see that little Bruce Wayne finally becoming Batman has to go to the junkyard and
fight
big old
you know
Bane.
What? That actually might be cooler, honestly. Kind of gives me more Mad Max vibes for some reason.
Yeah.
But because that's kind of what I was getting from it. But that's not what Bane is. So even though, same actor.
Oh?
Bane, Tom.
Dang.
Mad Max. I'm making all
connect
these connections.
The dots. We see what you were going for, Gotham. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to work out. But we're going to wait until
really
it comes
matter.
Out. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's like, the final season anyway. If you love Gotham, you love Gotham, and you probably love Bane.
Yeah, so good for y'all. Good for that. I've
I'm
never
happy
watched
for
it,
you.
So I can't really say much about it. But
I watched a season and a half of it.
It's interesting. If you ever wondered if Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle had sleepovers before they became superheroes,
they did.
Did they make pie?
I think Alfred didn't let them make pie.
God, Alfred.
He would just be like, Bruce, get away from her.
You know, I'll probably never go back to that show, but I always am curious like how they build Bruce into becoming Batman, because like, I wonder how interesting it actually is, because some people say that it is good, but I just don't think I could ever tolerate the rest of it.
I don't think I could either, and I say that as like, I don't know, I feel too pretentious trying to say like, as somebody that loves Batman, it just offends me too much, but I think there are people that love Batman probably even more than I do that are okay with it. But my whole thing is just like, this story of him becoming Batman at such a young age and it being this campy and over the top, I just think is like something I could never be. No matter how cool they do it and how much at the end it's like, holy shit, the whole time I would just be like, he was a kid training to be Batman. That's not the version of Batman that I've ever been into.
I know last season they did a lot of the Court of the Owl stuff. And I know
which
you,
is cool,
I
yeah.
You know
I was very shocked to hear they did that, and I don't know.
They
maybe,
did a lot.
Maybe
it's like,
I'll
I don't
watch.
Know. I never hated the show. I just kind of got very tired of it.
Yeah. I mean, I watched a whole half a season. I just had to give it up. I had to just be like, you know what? Enough is enough. Moving on.
Right, because I'm ready to see you try and get this in 25 seconds.
Oh, you were complaining that movies had a lot.
You
this
know, I was,
way more.
And then I saw this, and I was like, I win.
All right.
You can mix the first two bullet points together, though.
I could. Oh, or and I will. I
do
will.
Do it how it's written, and don't be a coward.
All right,
that's what
somebody... Somebody tell me what to do.
Eight seconds.
I just moistened my mouth for this.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Go.
All right. Kingdom Hearts 3 has new screenshots that came out showing Olympus and Twilight Town. And there's new Kingdom Hearts 3 toys from Diamond Select that their legs will probably be superposable. The orange box, Portal, Still Alive, Left 4 Dead, and Left 4 Dead 2 are all Xbox One and X enhanced now. Days Gone was delayed from February to April of 2019. Spider-Man update comes with a new game plus ultimate difficulty and puddle stickers in photo mode. Fallout 76 has Battle Royale and Pokemon Go is with...
Dang, you suck.
You no, that was
host.
That was pretty good because he was on the last thing.
Yeah, but you still get the
but
punishment.
But also Pokemon Go was chosen.
I do get the punishment?
Yeah, you do.
How?
Because I
didn't
finish.
No, but that's the thing. He didn't finish.
What did you think? The point of this?
I don't
what?
Know. It was like, oh, he read stuff in 25
I
seconds.
Will dispute and say I should have been given a handicap because it's slightly longer, but I'm going to go with it because we need people to write in to missthebuspod@gmail.com. So... if you're so inclined, write into MrBuzzPod@gmail.com and say something reasonable for me to do on our Instagram page that desperately needs loving and...
Or just comment on Twitter.
Or comment on Twitter. Do
literally
it.
Just write to any of our social medias. Tell us what you
we're,
want us to
we're
make
we're literally sitting there at the computer like, when is somebody going to comment?
We're desperate.
So do it and we'll put whatever it is up on Instagram, maybe. No, we'll,
most likely.
Most
definitely.
Likely. We need it. We need the views. 400% apparently.
You know, I started this series on Netflix called Haunted.
Oh, the Haunted
House?
No. It's just called Haunted.
Oh, okay.
And it's like it's real stories. It's people telling their real stories about like abductions or possessions or something that happened in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you see them telling the story to the, like, their friends and family in like a room. It's just them.
Right.
And they also like cut between them reading and then people
reenacting it.
And it's really cool.
Is it scary at all?
No, it's not scary.
No.
But it's cool. It's there's only like 6 episodes.
Huh. And that was, so you would recommend it?
I do.
This would be your honorable
mention.
That's
your video games of the week. There you go. Yeah.
My video games of the week?
You brought back honorable mentions, that segment. Dang. We axed. Maybe we should bring it back.
Maybe we should just talk about stuff we like.
Every now. You know what honorable mentions really would have thrived as? Was like a monthly segment. Huh. It's like every 4 episodes. It's like, hey, what'd you do this month? Because no human can come up with brand new stuff every single week.
Yeah, no.
And like work and try to create a podcast.
So yeah, I did that.
That's really good.
Thanks, Gene.
It's really good. Also, We Bear Bears.
We Bear Bears?
We Bear Bears.
Just like in general?
If we're throwing stuff out, Maniac on Netflix is really good. And you can probably watch it in 2 days. I would recommend that.
Also, they just added season 3 of Mr. Robot to Amazon.
Really? Yeah. Like, as you finished it?
Yeah. So, go ahead and watch that, too, because it's, like, really amazing.
Yeah, really amazing. That's funny. How were you watching it?
Hmm?
How were you watching it?
On Amazon.
You were not?
No, the last 2 episodes I did.
Oh, okay.
But before that, you gave me the episodes, so.
Okay.
How'd you get them?
I was trying to pin Bailey
down. No, I knew what you were trying to do, so that's why I avoided it. That's why I'm shouting out Amazon, our new sponsors for this episode.
Thank you, Amazon, for sponsoring Mr. Bless podcast.
I guess that's good, because I still haven't watched it.
Yeah, now you can just get, you don't have to go the back door.
There also is no back door.
On Netflix, the anime Killer Bee. Recommend
good.
It.
I'm glad we just don't care about video games anymore.
I'm glad other people are trying to do their honorable mentions and Angelo's throwing more of his in.
I'm just saying.
Do either of you guys have anything?
I just said what I did.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Robot. Tyler?
No, I just started Daredevil.
Also, I've been reading a lot.
I'm like,
I watched the first episode of that, too.
I suggest everybody read.
Read a book. Sit down, open up a lamp.
Do this thing that I do where...
Turn on a lamp. Don't open it up. You're probably not going to be able to put it back together.
Either way.
I will say the Kingdom Hearts 3 pictures looked cool. They showed Zeus.
Yeah. Who I thought was Odin.
Yeah. No.
Tyler texted me the picture and I was like, dude, Odin looking nice. And he's like, it's Zeus, dude.
Also, my.
I felt like a dick correcting you, but like, I feel like I should.
No, I mean, I would have been on here talking about Odin.
My car broke down this weekend and I was very sad.
Is that an honorable mention?
It's the honorable mention to my
yeah, Angela's car broke down and then he texted us like in a group and was like, hey, I'm on the side of I-10 if someone wants to come
see. Yeah, I'm on the interstate, and then like nobody had responded, which was just, it wasn't ignoring you, it was just football was on.
I was
like,
eating
can
breakfast.
Can somebody please come get me? I'm not that far.
So if anyone wants to donate, I'll be glad.
Yeah, we already don't have like enough listeners, and now you're asking them for money.
It's funny because on Sunday, every time I asked you what were you gonna do about your car, you're like, you would just go, "I'm thinking."
Like, and then at night, he finally left, and it was like, "Why are you leaving?" He's like, "I need to go home to think," because his car was just sitting abandoned on the road.
I don't want it to be taken.
It's fixed now, though, right?
Yes.
They put the belt back in the motor and tied it up, and
they had to fix the water pump broke.
Okay,
that's what it was.
Would you recommend how would you recommend to our listeners to avoid something like this happening in the future?
Don't hit potholes.
That's one of them. I don't know if that was the cause of it.
Angela hit a giant pothole and the whole front of his car came off.
I'm pretty sure Tyler went out and looked at it and he's like, this looks like a fucking fork.
Like a fork without the two middle, like.
Stop doing this.
Sorry, I like to fidget.
He's like pushing the Surface Pro pen like up
bottoming,
and down.
Bottoming out or like driving potholes definitely fucks your shit up, because I'm pretty sure that's why my radiator's cracked from bottoming out a couple times. Like, I'm almost convinced that's
don't live in New Orleans.
Because I have my car's a 99, so it's already old as it is.
I guess. So, guys, everybody, just get SUVs or trucks.
Pretty much.
Lesson of the day.
My car's fine.
I mean, you hit a chair. A stable
chair.
Yeah,
Bailey literally hit a chair.
All right. Wait, let me explain.
You have
myself.
No room
let
to talk.
Let me explain myself.
You hit a chair that was just sitting
there. No, okay.
There
on who? You're driving on the interstate behind a giant truck. The truck swerves out the way.
And what do you do?
You see a lazy boy just sitting in the middle of the interstate. You have no time to move over.
I thought it was a chair.
That is what a chair is. It was a giant.
She had enough time to realize what kind of chair it was.
Oh, wait. That's a lazy chair.
Oh, my God.
All I'm saying is, if anybody else is in my situation, they probably would have died.
Write into MrTheBuzzPod@gmail.com if you've ever hit a chair at high speeds on the interstate and you feel Bailey's pain.
Fine.
It's fine now.
Everyone's fine. Either way.
Except your AC.
Okay. We're moving on from all of our cars. Yeah,
Bailey's got to be going like 100 miles an hour for like the airflow to kick in.
I'm going fast enough. It's getting cold.
You guys okay back there? We're good. Okay. We had one more. Oh, no. We used that as the... as the funny story. So we already talked about the Titanic.
Yeah, it's
which
sick.
Probably won't be funny. Oh, you know what we got time for? Inside the mind.
Of a psycho.
Not, who's there? A psycho.
The psychonuts?
The psychonuts. Back by popular demand.
Tell us something psycho.
What's going on in the mind of... You know what? I guess this could have just been your car breaking down. You know, I feel like this segment needs to be...
Actually, the car breaking down is a metaphor for my... For my brain.
Okay, I like it. Explain it.
So
here we go.
I was just having a normal day.
Right.
You know, hands driving.
Everything seems fine.
Right, everything seems fine. I start on my car. That's me waking up in the morning.
That's supposed to be your car starting.
He lives a weird life.
Then I had a breakdown. You know, my water pump.
Uh-huh.
My water pump exploded, and I didn't know what to do with my life.
So it all imploded.
You had the thing.
So I went to your house, Matt's house.
And you thought.
And I was thinking the whole day.
And then you went home, because you had to think some more.
Then I went home to ponder.
And where were you at now?
And now I'm back on the road.
The road of life.
I don't understand how this is inside the mind of a psycho.
it's a bit of a stretch, but you know what?
You gotta get me going. You gotta get me started.
Yep, just like in the morning when you wake up and you just go ring, 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 ring. Oh man! All right, if you want that segment to keep going, if you're not scarred enough, comment, say hey, I liked that. Bring Angelo back, because if nobody says bring him back, this is it.
We kill him.
This is the end. Oh shit! Do
just
we
like
have
Nick? Just like Nick.
We don't have anything.
Nick didn't write in
because we're doing this a day early.
Oh, this so is how we screwed him last time.
Yeah. Damn. So we also have to kill Nick too. I don't know.
Sorry, Nick.
I don't remember the.
You get two times where we fuck up, and that's it.
Yeah.
And this is the second one.
Because after that, nothing. It's not on us. You should have kind of just known. I feel.
Agreed. Did anybody leave us a review on iTunes?
No.
No?
No.
No reviews?
I'm
no?
still thinking.
You want to make one up?
I can.
Do it. Read it. How
by
many stars?
By who first?
Okay, this is by Scott Fitzgerald.
Nice.
Okay. And he was like, you know what? Y'all seem really cool. Also, that girl Bailey, she seems really nice.
All right, cut
really
it.
Fake review, I can tell. How many stars was it, though?
16.
16 wow. out of 5?
It's insane. They have these new guidelines on iTunes now where you can leave as many stars as you want, and he still only chose 16.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, fake reviews aside, I think this episode's about reached its breaking point. I don't think there's a whole lot more it can get to.
Point Break with Patrick
Point Break.
Swayze. R.I.P.
Jesus.
Too soon.
You know?
I really want to see The Mask again.
All right.
I hear they're making a third one.
I think there's
Son
already
of the Mask.
Three.
Isn't it just Mask and Son of the Mask?
I thought yeah. so.
No, there was
then one. They have the one with the dog. I'm kidding. That's in the first one.
No, there's
that's in the second
there's
one.
There's The Mask.
This does not matter.
Then there's Loki one.
Loki.
There's a Loki. I'm pretty sure there are three masks. Come on, let's look at
The
up.
Mask 2017, the
right,
unofficial
I'm sorry
reboot
we're
trailer.
You on this ride. For
this is a fan-made movie. Everything I'm seeing is fan-made.
Jesus, you
guys. Oh wait.
There is three. I'm like almost percent sure.
Oh wait. Wait, I'm sorry. What?
You're almost Oh wait, there was something. This came out in 2017. This doesn't look real, but it's got an IMDb page.
I mean, that's fake.
Is it also a fan-made IMDb that's 100, page?
Okay. Wow. Why is it on IMDb?
So there's only two. There's only two of the Mask movies.
Yeah, there's Mask, and then Son of the Mask, and then there's Son of the Mask, which is the great, great
You're telling
son.
Me this isn't real?
That's 100% fake.
Wow. Well, it's on IMDb.
Oh, that's terrifying. Why is she a referee?
Look up The Mask 2017, ladies and gentlemen, on IMDb.
And then write us.
And write us and tell us why.
Also, don't forget the punishment for Matt.
Oh, yeah. Definitely email that at missthebuspod@gmail.com because we need to punish him and then let y'all know what we are doing.
For being 0.6 seconds over.
Yeah.
But I'll accept it. Just because make sure anything for the emails.
All right,
I'll take them. All right. So this was The Weekly Show. This was our episode 29. What can we expect for episode 30?
Oh, my God. It's episode 30. We need to do I'm going to get party hats or something.
Yes.
30 big ones.
Nobody will be able to see them.
No.
We're just a podcast right
that.
Now.
That's cool.
This was episode 29.
30
and
donuts or something?
For the 30, I think we need to demand $30.
From each listener?
From each listener. So we'll have, what, $30?
No. Like just 30. We should
just
make
30
a,
total.
A Patreon.
We will. I feel like there's not much to become a Patreon of at this point.
We could just send signatures. I don't know, pictures.
I'll send my signature every month.
There you go.
Here's the page. Here's the page. Here's my signature.
Might,
do what you
we
want.
We might like need to like send like nudes.
All right.
Like,
well, yeah. We're gonna
whatever it takes. 2 months. Whatever it takes. A signature but, here.
But
a nude
would,
there.
That would be like the highest paying Patreon.
Patreon. Yeah. You subscribe $50. You get a picture of
to see just $50. Wow, we're selling 50. Ourselves short.
I mean, I would say 100. I would do it for 100.
Either way.
I'd do it for 50 at this point.
50?
Yeah.
So you would only have like, what is it? Like regular? Premium? Supreme?
Regular? Supreme. You get the episode a day early. You get a picture. You get a nude. That's the way it goes. Okay, we're gonna end this before it gets worse.
Yeah.
But please subscribe to us on iTunes, find us on Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Just go click through our videos. We really appreciate it. Again, on social media, on Twitter, we are at Miss the Bus Pod, Facebook Miss the Bus, and Instagram is Miss the Bus Pod as well. We will be back. If you clicked on this video for Red Dead stuff and instead you got 95% of complete and utter mayhem, but you stuck around until the end, thank you, and I'm sorry. We'll be back next week as we always do. Until then.
Don't forget to miss the bus.
Don't forget to miss the bus.